Come fly with me, let's fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay.
Come travel ain't what it used to be, and travel writing isn't either. Tom Bamforth has come up with something new, a cross between a first-person narrative on faraway places and a walkthrough of emergency aid responses to disaster.
It's partly a bit of a revolt, and partly it's an attempt to better understand the world that I work in, at least, which is in humanitarian aid and development. So it's an attempt to think a little bit more widely around what actually happens in humanitarian responses. One of the things that we find is that aid agencies have a particular vocabulary and a particular way of looking at things. But what's really interesting is when you talk to aid workers over dinner, the sort of the proverbial fireside chat, and then all these amazing stories come out about the extraordinary places that they've worked, the things that they've done, the people that they've met. But none of this is really reflected in the formal aid literature. So in my writing, it's an attempt to actually to bring that background to aid and development to the foreground, to talk about the stories and the people and the places.
But for the audience, these things have been traditionally very separated indeed. So there is news coverage, disaster, war, whatever it is. That's in the what we would have thought of as the front of the paper or the top of the bulletin. And then there is travel writing, completely somewhere else, on a TV station or in the paper.
Yes, that's right. And it is merging the two. I mean, part of it is news and part of it is journalism and part of it is history, but also part of it is subjective personal experience and observation. That's the point, in a way. It's about what actually happened. It's about a conversation between the reader and the writer and the places that they end up being in.
So when did you begin doing it?
About 2010. And I began doing it because at that stage I'd taken a couple of months out and I was doing a course in peace and conflict studies, and I was asked to write an essay. And the essay was about Sudan, about Darfur, where I'd worked. And I quickly realised that I didn't really have a lot to add to the formal academic literature about Darfur. But what I did feel that I had was a set of personal experiences, and that these sorts of things were not really widely talked about or described. I mean, what it's like in the desert, what it's like to work with child soldiers who are assigned by a militia for your protection, what it's like to talk to people who have fled conflict and are now living in burnt out villages or hiding in wadis. These sorts of things. It was the sense of reality of just how horrific conflict is that doesn't come across in so much of the formal ways of writing we have about these things.
And when did you start working in this area?
2005. So I was in Pakistan and I was in the northwest frontier next to Afghanistan. And I was looking at the remains of the sort of Greco-Buddhist civilization that had existed there since the days of Alexander the Great. I was basically doing a sort of having a bit of an archaeological holiday. And in the middle of this, there was an enormous earthquake. I think it was 7.8 on the Richter scale. It destroyed 3 million houses. About 80,000 people were killed. And I found myself in the Swat Valley when this happened, and joined a local aid organisation, and I've been working in aid, particularly in the shelter sector, ever since.
So what qualifications did you have when you started, Tom? Being able-bodied, I suppose, that was the first one.
Pretty much. I'd been in Pakistan for about 8 months by that stage. And the qualifications, in a sense, that I had were not humanitarian ones, but I did know a certain amount about the country, and I'd been partly as a tourist and partly as a research intern with the International Crisis Group. So I had been studying quite intensively Pakistan contemporary politics, and that was incredibly useful in the aid world, which is so inherently politicized. So understanding context, understanding the relationship between the past and the present, the ways in which aid could be abused and misused, as well as used very effectively, but you had to understand the context and the political relationships and some of the contemporary history of Pakistan in order to be effective in that environment.
It is true, though, that you exaggerated how much you like camping in order to get the job, isn't it?
I lied. Yes, I said I liked camping very much, and was offered the job in exchange for the address of someone who knew how to procure a crate of scotch in Islamabad. That was my chief qualification at the time.
So that's 2005, and I think you're there until 2007 when you apply to go to Darfur. So this was life-changing, Tom. It wasn't just something that you do for a year or so and then go back to normal life.
Yeah, it's totally turned on its head. I mean, by the time of the Pakistan earthquake, I mean, I didn't really know anything about humanitarian organisations. I certainly hadn't heard of a number of the organisations that I'd end up subsequently working for. So it was completely life-changing. I mean, it took me to a couple of years in the northwest frontier of Pakistan, to the deserts of Darfur, to the Philippines, and most recently to Nepal.
So you started writing about this in 2010, and last year, of course, the book Deep Field Dispatches from the Frontline of Aid Relief came out. How has it been received by, I suppose, your professional colleagues?
Yeah, that was a huge concern. Aid workers don't often get the opportunity to write about what they do beyond the formal briefing and debriefing. So a lot of what they think and what they feel about different situations comes out informally. And I think people were quite excited to see some of this documented in a way, that this, in a sense, was the stuff of aid work. It's you know, why people do it. It's what motivates people. It's what, you know, what they think about late at night. And so the response was very positive.
Tom Bamforth is the author of Deep Field. You'll find details on the website abc.net.au/rn. That's it from me. Thanks to producer Jackie May, sound engineer Lila Schunner. I'm Richard Ady. Thanks for listening.